Memphis at 7:50, Houston 7:45. At the time that we're in now is very, very elevated time. The Nitvei Tanchumen, the drops of Tanchumen that are flowing into the world, into our lives. Every year at this time, I learn with you a different Torah, which I feel is appropriate for this time where we're beginning to be mekabel Tanchumen. What Nechama means. Now, when I was asked to give a title for this, I don't know if any of you saw the title, but it was something like, how is this Tisha B'Av different? I don't remember exactly what it was. The Torah that you have in front of you is from the Chalban. You should have it for any issue. And when I learned this, when I first learned this a few years ago when it came out, it gave me a tremendous amount of chizuk. Now, I don't think we're going to have time to finish what I would like, so we're going to move very quickly. Many of you have the Chalban and Dvarim. Be able to learn it on your own and to finish the piece on your own. The question of how is Tisha B'Av different now than it used to be? There is something different. I mentioned this last night. So let's learn. Mkein reinuas inyan habachia shehi pu'ula ruchanis atzuma lo'ereres al yoinim. Last night and this morning, talking a lot about tears, about crying. And Chaban begins this part of a maimer, really started earlier, but he begins by telling us that we understand, we've learned, that tears, crying, has a tremendous koyach. To be ma'orer eshal yonim lahamshich rachmim al Yisrael. You see with Yosef at Tzadik and Binyamin at Tzadik. It's also connected to the tzavra, to the neck, and the Beis Hamikdash, and the crying of Yosef, and Binyamin, and his father. It's a tremendous courage to draw rachmim, to draw divine compassion into this world. To be able to, for you and I, to be able to bring Mashiach closer. To bring the third Beis Hamikdash closer, we have to feel that it's missing in our lives. When there's something that's important to you and it's missing in your life, and you really, really, really feel that it's something you can't live without, you cry. And that crying is not stam. It's not stam tears that fall on the ground. The koyach of the bechias are very, very powerful to draw the rachamim into our lives, to bring the Yeshua that we're longing for, to bring it closer. Kan yesh letzayin nekuda chashuva ma'oid b'sayt avaydis yimei ben ha-metzorim. Onu makirim heitev es maskunas avaydis Hashem yimei ben ha-metzorim. We're very familiar, especially those who are older here, are very familiar with a certain style of the 3 weeks of Tisha B'Av. It's the 3 weeks, the Tisha B'Av, that we've become accustomed to over the long years of Golus, of exile. Habchia v'ha'avelus al tzorosein. The Bechia, the crying, the Avelus, the mourning is over the tzoros that we've had all of these years. Rinu she'ikir ha'matara eina b'chia ha'atzma. But what we've learned, and earlier in this maimer, what we've learned is that the ikar hamatara, the main objective is ena habechiyah atzma, is not the crying itself, ela oimek mashmus, with the deeper meaning of what the crying, what is the crying, why are we crying? Hadrisha l'shiva samigdash. We're crying because we're not only crying over things that happened in the past that make us sad, but we're crying over the reality that we're, that the cause of all of the tzaras, as I was talking about last night, the fact that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Nevuah, we don't have Malchus, we don't have the Sanhedrin. So the purpose of the tears is not just to express our grief, but it's a drisha, it's a demand. It means that it hurts us. It means that we don't want to continue living this way. We don't want to live this way. Drisha l'shivas hamikdash. We want the Beis Hamikdash back. Chayser ha'ashlamu imahoveh halakui. We're not coming to terms. We're not accepting the lack of shlemus that we're living in the present, and that the present is lakui, is missing, is empty. U'bakoshes ha'shlemus ha'asivus. That's really what Tisha B'Av is about. Remembering the past, but only so that it motivates us to want something different and better in the future. Lo'or zos naskil v'nov. This
Megan and Zoram. The Dorayin Shifu is Tach. The Luchmol Jorim.
Now the Chabad I'm going to explain here is something that's quite clear. For those who are familiar with the Chuk Svarim, it's not going to be shocking in any way. What the Chabad says here is very deeply rooted in the teachings of our book. But he said that the time that we're in, this time that we're using Tisha B'Av and our generation needs to be upgraded. It needs to be improved, to be upgraded. The new paths that we have to walk upon. Tisha B'Av, touch an iron test. My seer is still so more practical. When the Varas Advarim is going to explain what this means. How is Tisha B'Av different now than it used to be? Now this is, again, deeply rooted in Rav Kook's teaching. So Rav Kook is coming from the Tikkun Ezar, from Kisvei Ari, and from the Bra. And all of these tzaddikim had a very, very broad vision of Jewish history. Of where we're coming from, may I banu ulaan anachna malkin, and where we're going. So, how is Tisha B'Av Tavshin Ayin Ches different than earlier Tisha B'Avs? If you read Tisha B'Av, what's the difference now? Baruch Hashem zachinu lavlas l'Eretz Yisrael ulachaynein esafar. Baruch Hashem, all of us are living in a generation at a time that our grandparents were only dreaming about. We're dreaming about it. It was Zeuche, Zachinu Lalas Lech Tisrael. Yeah, the Chaban Zeuche to live there, and speaking to someone who's there, but our generation is Zeuche to actually have returned. We're able to return. And many of us have returned. L'chayin is hafara, that's based upon the pasuk in Tehillim, literally means to love her dirt. Doesn't sound so nice, but that's what it means. L'chayin is hafara. The pasuk in Tehillim in Kuf Beis is Kirotsu avadechas avaneha ves afari chayinayin, which means the Jews cherish the stones and love the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. So we've been zayicha in our generation. La'alas Eretz Yisrael l'chayin is hafara. Hokar Hashem is Am. Hashem has remembered His people. Who heilach mechadish yemeni pekedim, and we're living in an amazing time. Because Baruch Hu is mechadish yemeni pekedim, that our days, the days of old, are being renewed, are being restored. Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. And la'gula hashleima, we're moving towards complete redemption. She cried from ma'oid ma'oid, which is very, very near. It's no longer just like a painting of Kever Rachel. In a dining room someplace in Poland or in Hungary, We're returning. We're going back. We're building Eretz Yisrael. And in this there is hidden a very, very great, remarkable secret. There's a very great change that has taken place, and this again was foretold in the Zohar Kaddish, what was going to be before Mashiach comes. Especially at the time of the Vilna Gaon, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Ramchal, the Gro, the Baal Shem, the Rashash, those great group of Baal who saw that before Mashiach comes, there's going to be a return to Eretz Yisrael. And there's going to be a change in the Hanhagah. In the deepest way, there's going to be a change. Hanhagah HaPnimius Adam Nishtanta, Misoid Golos, Lusoid Geulah. That until our generation, the Hanhoga was the Hanhoga of Golos. Even though there were Jews, small groups of Jews who were always living in Eretz Yisrael, but the Hanhoga of Am Yisrael for thousands of years has been a Hanhoga of Golos. The Sor was also called the site of Birurim, the time of Golos of Birurim, of Avoda to clarify, to fix, to repair. Bizman HaGolos, Chayinu Nizoifu. And Golos means a time of being outcasts and being sent out of the king's palace, of being rejected. Chatonu Imadaseinu. And the truth is that all of Golos was a continuation of the Churban Bayis Rishon. All of Golos has been a continuation of what took place from when the Meraglim came back, the Egel, the Meraglim, Churban Bayis Rishon, it's all that Hanhoga of Golos. And Chatonu im Avoseinu. That we sinned together with our ancestors who had sinned. And Gurashnu mi'Arceinu. We were thrown out of our land. Actually, Noisalanu el Lekayim, Bono Zakosu. Until it came to a point that all we could do was to see in our lives in Golos the kiyum of the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Nishkava b'Vashteinu, we lie down in Golos in our shame. Usichaseinu klimaseinu, we are covered with embarrassment. Kil Hashem Elokeinu chatanu, because we have sinned. Anachnu v'avaseinu min nu'ureinu v'ad hayom hazeh. Min nu'ureinu doesn't just mean from when we were young, it means from the earliest years of our history, and Eretz Yisrael we were sinning. Va'ad hayom hazeh lo shamanu b'kol Hashem Elokeinu. And Golos means being thrown out of the palace due to our sins. Ben nozu fe'evet shechokot tzorach la'archin rosh, a son who is rejected, and a servant, an evet, who has sinned, Sarach laharchin rosh, have to walk with their heads bent. L'kabul l'sa'inish v'shiv alev, to accept the punishment with a broken heart. L'chapeh is'ad shi'irat says o'inishoy, and to wait until finally the punishment will be over, and that Hashem will be appeased, the king, the father will be appeased. Zeh ha'matzev begotz, every chazal, every medrash, from the time that we were kids, those who were in yeshiva, the medrash would always begin, Moshe Lebelech, Moshe Leben Melech, Shechata, sinned, and his father the king, said, get out of here. Every medrash began in such a way. And that's Golos. Shlohoy lonu elo livkais v'lishbor leiv al kol asher chatan. And therefore, Tisha B'Av, in particular, when we're reminded of our distance from the palace and how we were thrown away, was a time where the crying was with a broken heart, al kol asher chatan, for all of our sins. V'alga'adu'enu l'avinu malkeinu, and our longing, our father, our king, so that maybe we'll be able to come back and to resume a life of holiness in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, and the Beis Hamikdash. Bizman heyoyse adam nizo, during that period of time when the individual is an outcast, he's rejected, it would be a tremendous chuspah if he were to ignore that nazifa, that rejection. To come to the king, to dare approach the palace, kilo, nothing happened. And all of you know, we spent the whole school 9 years ago talking about that issue of being doiches hakeis, satan rov, schusing on his sefer, his svar, other tzaddikim, and his alozer, and that problem of pushing our way into Israel before the appointed time. This is a serious issue, a serious problem. When it bends nozuk, if you were told, get out, you're not welcome, it's a chutzah to push your way back in. And that was the anhaga for many, many, many years. To force your way back into the palace when you're not invited and you're told to leave and to stay away, that resembles the sin of the Ma'apilim in the desert. Have you read about it a few parashas ago in Shlach? But the Ma'apilim ignored Moshe Rabbeinu's warning, he loved his Shlach, and they were told it's not going to succeed, and they ran into Eretz Yisraelim and they were killed by Moab. She initially comes to Eretz. La'achas and Nigzolayim Einish Lamuz Bamidbar. They were part of the Gezerah, the generation that would die in the desert. And they didn't accept that Gezerah. And they pushed ahead to go into Eretz Yisrael before the time. Now you remember that Rabbi Tzadik says there, he explains when he says, V'hilo Titzlach. Rabbi Tzadik writes in Sitzke Tzadik, V'hilo Titzlach means in the future, Chutzpah will work. But at that time, the Chutzpah did not work. In the future, chutzpah will work. Before Mashiach comes, this our generation is defined as a generation of chutzpah. Ikvist the Mashiach, chutzpah, yes. It's a time of chutzpah. But the chutzpah back then didn't work. The generation of the Midbar were told, that left Mitzrayim were told, they're going to die in the desert. And there was no way back into the palace. There was no way to get into Eretz Yisrael. The doors were shut, and the effort was met with Amalek's anger. And they were killed, the Ma'apilim were killed. There are different days in the Gemara, what happened to the Ma'apilim, what's going to be with them at the end of time, are they going to return by Tkisa Mesa? Are these the Atomas Yevashos? One opinion holds that the Ma'apilim would end up being the dry bones in the valley of Dura, that Yechezkel spoke to and brought, that Hashem brought back to life, the Atomas Yevashos. There's a difference of opinion in Chazal, what happened to these Ma'apilim. But one thing is clear, Hilo Titzlach, they were told you will not succeed, and they didn't. Kach Bizman HaGolus, Lo Yacholnu L'Harim Rosh. During the long years of Golus, we walked around with our heads down. We felt beaten by Hashem, and rejected by Hashem, and we were literally beaten by our host countries, where we were living. But we were in that mentality of Golus that Rav Kook wrote so much about and fought so much against. L'yacholnu l'harim rosh. Olis oireh b'ritzonos chazokim loshu mi'hagolus. We couldn't find within ourselves the nerve, the goal, the audacity to return. Yes, there were always individuals that did that. There were remarkable people that did that. And it's fascinating how, when things began to turn towards Gula, that many of the Ma'apilim adopted Jews who were not observant, whose only way of identifying themselves as Jews was with that longing to return to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Kook loved those people. Because they were Mechutzafim. They had the chutzpah to reject their parents and their grandparents' Yiddishkeit. That was a big chutzpah. They left the yeshivas. They were mechutzafim. They were big neshamas of Torah. they're big in chutzotim, and most often the chutzot worked very much against them, especially with the Yiddishkeit. But for many of them, the chutzot served them well. With that great movement to return to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Mabrolus Lusar Labula to return from Grolus and to take steps towards redemption. Vinibar Hashem Sora Klolus Habrolus. Now, of course, there are many in the world who would disagree with the sentence from the Chavan, but he explains what he means. But Bar Hashem, the curse of Grolus has ended. Now, he's not saying that everything is Gavaldic, you'll see in a minute. And we're still in Golos. But the Klola of Golos, Lubav Trevi said this all the time as well. Even though Lubav Trevi is a Klal, not a Zionist at all. And he was very much against defining the time even as a Schalt of the Gula. But Lubav Trevi always said that the time of Birurim is finished. We're now in a period that's called the time of Yichud. Unification, of oneness, of return. He was against the political opinion, but not legal, not against the return. The Chavan says we have already lived through and we've already accepted upon ourselves the terrible punishment. The Domer Rabba Nishko Kumu Maseinu Al-Kach. And from the time of the first Churban, so much Jewish blood has already been spilled. Milyoyne Yehudim nishchatu v'nitbichu u'mostu nashum ha'klusha Hashem over history. Millions of Jews have been slaughtered and given up their lives on klusha Hashem. U'bekach sara ha'klol. And with that, the klol of the curse of Golos is already finished. We're yoyse. Budla ha'nazifah. The time of being excommunicated, expelled, pushed away, is finished. And we see that the doors of Eretz Yisrael opened up right after the Mechaber. And we see that Hashem Yisbarach is coming to apologize, to be Mephayas. Apologize isn't the right word, but to be Mephayas, to be Merasim, to tell us to come back to Him. To call us back there, to still to return to Him. That Am Yisrael should return to the Shechina, and Rachel Yemeinu should come back to be in Eretz Yisrael. Ka'es, the next page, Ka'es. Only the door shall nachamu, nachamu, ami, yoyre, lokeicha. The Kozen Burgess was going to held this way. Big tzaddikim understood our time in this way. That Hashem is now saying, not just when Mashiach comes, that Hashem is saying, and began speaking to us in this language after the Holocaust. He began to speak to us in the way of Nachamu, Nachamu, Nachamu. To be consoled, to be comforted. Yom Ha'lokeichem, Dabro Lev Yushalayim. And Hashem began to speak to the heart of Yushalayim. The Kiruah Lev, pull out to him. And tell Yushalayim, which means to tell the Jewish people, Kimola Sua, that her period of exile has been completed. Kinir Sa'avoina, that her sin, her iniquity has been forgiven. Kilokha Miyada Shankiflai Mukholkapisah, for she has received double for all of her sins from the hand of Hashem. Double. Double means many, many, many times double. This is Shabbos Nachman. This is what we're going to be laying. This light begins now, after Marv, to hear this voice of Hashem. Al-Kain, Hadrishul Beis HaMikdash L'Binyano V'Doreinu, therefore the demand and the longing to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash in our generation, Eina Azus Metzach, it's no longer a chutzpah. You know the time where after Rabbi Kiveger, some sofer at that time, Kiveger's Talmud, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Karlosher, there were big tzaddikim that wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash back then. And the Am Yisrael wasn't ready yet. And it was seen also then as a chutzpah. Together with the problems in halacha that tzaddikim were working on. But it's no longer an Azaz Metzach. It's no longer just some far away, some like fantasy, like Shangri-La to have Yerushalayim. My father's on the book, I said to him, he used to talk about Yerushalayim. When he was growing up, it was like a fairy thing. It wasn't something that was lamaise. They heard that there were Jews. They knew that there were Jews who were trying to resettle. Of course, where he lived, they were hearing over and over and over again that those were the biggest shkotsim, the biggest apikarsim, and so on and so forth. But it was a dream. It was something that was very far away from reality. And now to rebuild the land and to cherish the earth, the dirt, to plant, to get a hand dirty in Eretz Yisrael, it's no longer a chuspah. Now we see this as a great mitzvah, not a chuspah. It's a tremendous, tremendous undertaking. Very honored and great. Lo shuvul chadish yameinu kekedem, to rebuild the land, to settle the land with Jews, every street, every farm, every dunam, every inch of Eretz Yisrael to be filled with Jews, learning and davening, working, arguing, every single inch of Eretz Yisrael. Ein dover shemal nachas ruchos nekisek kavodis for. Now in the early years, this would be like Mapilim. It was a chutzpah. We were thrown out of the palace in Golus. The prince has his head down. And is embarrassed and ashamed to even think of such a thing. But no longer. This was already told to us long ago. That we're living now in a time where Ein Dovashem Alam Nachas Ruchos Nekisei Kvoydis Ruch My Oysam Bonin Nivkarb, that Hashem has no greater Nachas Ruch then when he sees these special children of his, Shekola Baba Mosul, the Ibu Ashkina, whose entire heart is given over to lifting up the Shkina, the Kavimius Yisrael Ba'atzam, and the awe, and the honor, and the pride, and the stature of the Jewish people in our land. The Chola Drochim and Sharius means in any way that it's possible, and even those who are Chuslars, to do what we can to help, to contribute, and do whatever we can. And there's some of you who have your children living at yourself. You have the schus of having idealistic children. My children all live in Woodmere and North Woodmere. And I'm envious, I say this to my wife, I'm happy that I have the kids here. But I am jealous of the idealism that you have raised your children with, that you have children living at yourself. Kol hamayas yagadui hamelech lematunisa. All the longing of the king for his queen, for the shrine. Misraksim b'dereinu are all focused and centered in our generation in the Kudas Kaidish Al Yanisha Kamiyas Mikdash, are all focused on this longing to what? To bring back the Beis HaMikdash. Zekifas HaKayna HaRuchanish Al Yisrael. I was talking about this morning, Zekifas HaKayna, to be able to straighten the stature, the spiritual and physical stature of the Jewish people in our times. The Ilui Kol HaUma Ela Madregas and Yisrael shall erase Hagula to lift the entire nation up to the great ideals, the lights of redemption. Ashra v'ashri chelko, fortunate is the person, shakol misha som ksefa loses ola kardesh shall goloshim shi Yisrael, whoever is able to participate and put his shoulder to this work of lifting up the goal of the Jewish people of returning to Eretz Yisrael. V'ein keitz l'matnitzkon, and there's no end to the reward to anybody who is working towards this goal. Lo azus lo chutzpah. There's no azus. There's no chutzpah. El nachas ruah. The king now has nachas ruah. He is already saying to us nachamu. He's already saying that when you shlai the kirei lev. Kinitz al bainet. The punishments are finished. The suffering is done. I want you to come back. And he has nachas ruach. Kitoris b'somim ulevorin azdach and marfil ifne Hashem. Any Jew who's making an effort to lift up the community of Jews in itself, to rebuild the land, is like a person who's bringing the incense, the spices, the incense, levorin azdach and marfil ifne Hashem, which you know is the biggest avoid of the Sanhedrin. Kitoris. Those who make themselves like an ox carrying the oil and the donkey, Lamasa Keshlep, Larin, carrying yourself by Artsam, to lift up the pride and the glory of the Jewish people in our land. The Ruchnius and the Gashmius kept, both spiritually and physically. Though there's their roim on the eye and ba'ayim. We see this very clearly with our eyes. Mimaisa Hashem Agol Ba'anayim. Asher Osim Ami Yisrael V'Dareinu, the great and wondrous thing that Hashem has done for the Jewish people in our generation. Roim on Kipokad Hashem is Am. We see that after the Holocaust, Hashem remembered His people. B'nisim Atzumu B'nei Roim Osim Yimono Hashem. B'nei Hashem Ha'chrinus, it began before, during these last 100 years, the unbelievable miracles that we've been seeing. L'ashiveinu La'ad Masayinu, to bring us back to our land, the Eifah HaMelech from the ashes of Golus, the Ashoha Ayum and the horrible Holocaust, Voslam and Nisim and the Tfos, like a Kolay Vayishim Yisovim, and he has performed and is performing for us great miracles and wonders against all of our enemies who surround us. The Mokhomus and Marochus Yisrael, like a Tsar of the wars and the campaigns of the Jewish people against the millions and tens of millions. The hundreds of millions of enemies who surround us. The Hibsa Yilad, the Yadayimus, the Achiz of the Chelke, it's Israel. And Hashem has returned to us many parts of Eretz Israel, not all of it, but many parts of Eretz Israel. The Roshim, the Mokim, HaKredesh, Hashem, Yerushalayim, and He's given us back Yerushalayim. The Kol Zoyz, Ki Chafet Hashem Bonu. We're not Mapilim. Hashem said to us, I want you back, Chofetz Hashem Bon. He wants us back. Our life in Israel is everything is a miracle. Everything is a nes. For much of the chevronet to be able to put supper on the table and nisim in the flows, not just the war. For Reitzel Hashem Bein Hoylov Ki Meiked, Hashem is revealed to us in a clear and open way. That He wants us to come back and He wants to renew things, to bring us back to how things were once upon a time. We may love and we may look and understand. Shalom the sleep and see us more about us. Now here we need to understand. Obviously the Chabban is very familiar with the reality that he's living in and that all of us know about and we ourselves are struggling with. That the Metzias is the Metzias Mu'ereves. It's mixed, it's confusing. Mitzat Echad and Enim Agolos. On the one hand, we're now living in the time of Yichudim. Golos is finished. You and I are just temporarily stuck in New York right now, or wherever it is. But Golos has ended. V'yesh lo'haydus l'smoyach ha'mash ha'zachim. And we have to be grateful and to rejoice with what we've been zayich like to Israel of Binyana, to have back into Israel and to be able to see the rebuilding of the land. And to finally see the Ol HaGoyim Ha'akzorim, the cruel Ol of the Goyim removed from our necks. Mitzad Sheini Adayin Leboa Gula Hashleim. However, Mitzad Sheini, we all know that we're not at redemption. It hasn't happened. V'yesh ba'ayos kosha shokhoyse b'chayi kardush advekas. And there are serious, difficult problems when it comes to a lack of a life of holiness and advekas. Chil Hashem, this tremendous Chil Hashem, it's a soul. Pilug machloikis, terrible machloikis. Davke there. U'ba'ayos shel ibud arachim. Terrible problems of the loss of values. Jews have lost all Jewish values. A terrible lack of appreciating the value of learning Torah, those who are sitting and learning Torah. Many have lost this understanding of what it means to have the Shleimus of Eretz Yisrael, how we can't give any land away, how we have to have every single inch of Eretz Yisrael back. And there are many, many Jews who don't see this and don't understand this. And they don't have a proper appreciation of the gvura that the nation needs in order to hold on to the land. To move forward to the Beis HaMikdash. The Chabad says, I'm not here and I don't want to enumerate the sins of the Jewish people in our generation. There are plenty of terror that like to do that. In the Odessa Shlomat. El Iraq today, Mo'eiras at Sarah Petit. I only want to be Mo'eiras at Sarah of what needs to be fixed. We can't make believe that everything is perfect. That's ridiculous. It's dangerous. In Cain, Olam B'dor Sheyeshbo Erba Chayshah B'Erbunya. So we are living in a generation where light and darkness are be'erbuvia, are mixed. K'may tkufas ben hashmashas. We're living at a time of ben hashmashas, twilight. Halayla avad. The night of Golos has ended. Achayom adayim lo he'ir b'chol sokvo u'bihiru. So for the day is not yet shining in all of its brightness. The night has ended. But the morning hasn't yet quite come upon us. Zui mitzius mu'arevus. Gam mebchines nashus. It's a confusing mixed time, spiritually as well. We have to be grateful for all the good that Hashem has given us. B'chol yom yom every day. Ve'enon chalilo chalilo look for b'tayvos shadash baruch. You have to be careful not to be kafui tok all that Hashem has given us at this time of ben hashmashas. We should be grateful and happy with what we've been zeichet to have, even this. Bitzad sheini, on the other hand, adayin yesh kesreinus b'hayim. There are tremendous kesreinus in the present. Ukedei l'sakham, in order to be able to repair, to fix the problem, sirach reishis kol l'hargish et hachisara, we have to feel the chisara. If there are certain kinds of parades that are taking place on the streets of Yerushalayim and Tel Aviv, if there is such a darkness with our brothers and sisters who are so removed, far away from Torah mitzvahs, we have to feel this chesaron of the luchayv also, and it has to hurt us. Mishachoyshev shachol nesukim and nesalim achasranis. Anybody who thinks that everything is fixed and he doesn't and he ignores the chesaronis, but marbishon doesn't feel the mitzvah v'nashon. And his flesh and in his soul, as I lay Yisrael is happening, then everything is fine. There's nothing to fix. This is Gevalda. And you could imagine that this is Gula, that this is redemption. And that person is not going to do anything to fix the problem. Lo betfila, he's not going to daven for Gula. V'loy b'maisi, he's not going to do anything. V'yarshulim imam etzias and lechokas. He'll accept and come to terms with the present concept. To see the good that we're zoichet to have, which is tremendous, tremendous good. But to ignore the ra that still needs to be fixed. And Chabad says this is wrong. Ki alach israinus sarach l'chov. A Jew has to feel the pain. He has to have a tishah. To feel the pain of the Chesaron. The Gemara says that the mace, that someone who is dying doesn't feel the prick of the needle. Doesn't feel anything wrong. The Efshel is Volchil HaShem. And therefore we can't be sober, we can't just accept that there's so much Chil HaShem. Or pilut ba'am, and there's such Machlokes Am Yisrael in so many different miflagot that are fighting in Eretz Yisrael, and in here there's so much machlokes. Anything you try to do in any tzibur, in a shul, it doesn't have to be a shul that has 200, 300, 400 people. You can have just a million in that shul, and you know that there are at least two machlokes in the shul. At least. Could be three or four. There are only 10 Jews. Even though we're reserved to see something amazing, the Nachmu Nachmu, we can't ignore the reality of Ka'eh or Ka'eh. The pain, it hurts. The Yeshua's Eirulis Akma. And therefore, whereas Tisha B'Av in the past was immobilization, pain, humble acceptance, nothing we could do except to clap our faith and to hope that somehow we'll be forgiven at some point. And the doors will open up and we'll be invited back. That's not Tishra the Dutch Nayanet. To feel the pain that the Taklis is Lis Ur Lis Akhno, we're now in a position to do things. Okay, but the Rebbe on the trip, you live by his benefesh, stay with Chinas Akhut. If it's hard, in our generation, we have to grab onto in the soul with these two opposite ways. On the one hand, we feel tremendous gratitude for that we have. It's Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and so on. And even here, where we are in Golus, a different way than it used to be. When mitzad sheni, there must be a ka'ev, pain. It hurts. V'chiyah al-mashadayim chas. And crying over what's still missing. V'chiyah al-mashadayim chas. V'chiyah al-mashadayim chas. Regarding that part of feeling the pain and the crying of what's missing, is chadish there? There's something different now. Tisha B'Av never ever was before. Maybe since the days of Shulamah. Uinyan amok mode, and it's a very deep thing. That the inka purpose of Tisha B'Av now in the crying is to be ma'ayra, not just to cry over a ma'isa shahai, but to be ma'ayra to do what each one of us can to bring about the tikkah. And therefore the pain that Yeshua feels now is not the pain of somebody who's just getting beaten, and to accept it and to have faith that it's someone who loves him who's giving the patch. But now every ounce of pain that we feel with the chesroinus, even when it comes to whatever suffering is left in the world, it's a tefillah klap ishmai, it's a way of davening to Hashem. La'ayra es rachim of Yisbarach. Remember, we're no longer the prince that doesn't have the right to open his mouth. We can open our mouths, Hashem wants us to. La'ayra rachim of Yisbarach, to awaken his compassion, that's also in his love. Being a b'shoinim with call out there is a covenant that's different from all earlier generations. Yesh with the reyim ashim ahayim is man agolos, and our generation is different from how it was in Golos. We now have the ability to actually do things with mamashes. The Torah Sagul. Because Hashem has already brought us back to Eretz Yisrael. He's bringing us back. And he's moving us towards the ultimate redemption. Hashem, as it was the creation, Hashem says, it's a shutvus between me and me. We're going to work together on this. It's not only a pula milayla, something from above. This is the chiddush of our generation. Instead of being the ben who's nozuk, who's thrown away and is ashamed and humiliated in Golos, we're now the son who's invited back. But invited back and being told, what are you sitting there like a lemma? Roll up your sleeves and do something. Work. It's not going to happen unless we're shutfim. But now we're shutfim. A shutfim. Ben ashpor m'le'ilu ben asiyah sholom ilamata. It's a shutfus l'sat l'e'ilu from below our work and l'e'ilu and above. There's so much we can do to bring the Geula. He called Yisrael Areim Zelazeh. Called Yisrael Areim Zelazeh. All of us are Areim, are responsible for each other. The Lord they have carried according to the Lord says the Lamanis Achaim called Beis Yisrael. The Chabad is saying, Loim de HaTorah, the most respected, the most beloved of our people, are those who are sitting and learning all the time. Go out and teach other Jews. Lord says, L'olam in Zachayim kol Beis Yisrael. Take the Torah that you're learning, that you've learned, and go and bring it to other Jews. L'karav is Yisrael, to be Makarav Jews. L'ashiva m'tshuva, to help them return. They want to return. Because the whole Geula and Binyan Beis HaMikdash depends upon Jews helping other Jews to come back to the palace. There's so many practical things we can do to fix so much of the things that are messed up. The Chizuk HaTorah, Chizuk Beis Yisrael, Chizuk HaTorah, and to strengthen our control over Eretz Yisrael. To lift up the spirit of the nation, to march forward to the Beis HaMikdash and the Geula. And everything has to be done reaching out to our brothers and our sisters in a way that is pleasant. With love, the kir levavos, and drawing the hearts of Jews near. Because we're brothers. It is totally different from how it was at all. When we were kicked out, until just the beginning of the end of the 19th century, we could do very, very, very little. I mean, you could get buried over there. That was only for rich people. Because it was a time that we were accepting the punishment of God, the bitterness. All we could do in those years was avoid the pneumas, was inside of ourselves to strengthen our emunah, to strengthen our bitachon, to try to learn to daven the mitzvah. The pulas b'chiyah, the pride, ke'ev, pain, tsar ha'avelus. The pain, the anguish of Avelis of mourning, that's what we could do. On Tisha B'Av and other times, that's all we could do in those years of growth, to try to bring Geula, to bring Geula first. Ki abuchi, Paul, b'mroimim, l'tikim, l'zikul, k'l'kir v'adul, and there's no question. And all the crying, and all the Avelis, and all the Tisha B'Avs of Jews over the years of growth, accomplished amazing things, there's no question. Amazing, amazing things were accomplished. Ulam b'dereinu zeh of an adjuration, page 3. Just another minute. Let's just finish this paragraph. Haderach ala b'ula k'lelos yam revodim ma'isi. The chiddush of our generation is we can now actually do practical things. V'lorach b'chi, v'lorach b'chi v'avelis, not only crying and mourning. Anybody who's able to actually do something, it's not enough to just sit and to say kinnis and to cry. Because if the churban bothers you so much, if it hurts you so much, now years ago, it hurt, but what can you do? What were you able to do in Poland, in Germany, in Hungary? What were you able to do in Taiman, in Morocco? What could you do? But nowadays, if it hurts you so much, the Churban, after Yoshua Baruch, you're sitting and crying, Madu loy come? Why don't you get up? Get up and do what you can. The Kalapachas say Tikkun Chatzais every now and then. At least Tikkun Chatzais to do something. This can be compared to a rich person who's approached by somebody who's completely impoverished. And the rich guy tells the poor guy, oh, you have no idea how much your master is hurting you. I'm just killing you. So you can imagine. You can imagine that this guy, the poor guy, is getting all excited. He's standing there by the he's in the place of this rich guy, and the rich guy is telling him, Islam is killing you. Your matzah, your clothing, your whole life is a mess. It's killing you. So the poor guy thinks, this is my lucky day. Achloni gash klal azar. The rich guy says kinnis, he writes his kriya, he sits on the floor, he says eicha over this poor guy, and he doesn't go to help him. Achloni gash klal azar. Doesn't help him. He might have eitzes, but Jews are very good with eitzes. Jews are also unbelievably generous. But then there are other Jews that their meaning is not to actually do something or give something. Their meaning is eitzes. Achloni ashklal azul. But in the end, he doesn't help. L'noisim leim u'uma mikasa doesn't do anything. Haliyem ha'ami l'ashu, the poor guy says to the rich guy, Mata barichi, what are you crying with me? Not helping. So now he might say some nice word, and he'll tell him, you should know that my crying is part of many, many good things to you. Like what? And maybe it is part of something. But in Chavish, if you be a friend of the poor person, Shane like Kester, by a bite, he told him, if you're a friend and you're also poor and you cry with him, Chavish got Nechama there. So that would be a Nechama, and that would help the guy. But two poor people, we have each other, we're crying together. Lahar is Shukhus Amikus Lekeva, the Shukhus in our pain. Acha Ashir, the rich person. Biblal Yechol Galaz, since he's in a position to help, Ein Bechiyosa Mastika Klav. His pain and his fears is simply not enough. This is the Chiddush of our generation. Let's now daven Mincha Oiskis in the Chama and have in mind what we just learned, and we'll finish with Bez Hashem between Mincha Mani.
Yeah.